Hey, welcome everyone.
Hey, we're back. Yep, ready to go.
Dad's back at it again.
Get back in it. It's been a little lag time, but we're ready to get back after it. We got a good one today.
Let's get these get those out of the way.
We got to give the shout outs to the people who think they're important. Let's go with our boy Randall C. Kniggy Esquire with Bison Fence. You know, he's out there building fences, rain, snow, shine, sleet, doesn't matter, he's doing it.
Dude, he's out there.
He's going to break his back for you.
He's working weekends and everything. That's crazy.
He does something I would never want to do. No, not ever. He asked me for help one time. I said, lose my number.
I did help him once.
Man, that's stupid.
I'll never do it again.
Yeah, don't do it.
No.
All right. What else we got?
Your buddy Gene.
Oh, Gene Luzzi. Yep. Church Valley Eco Wash. Just because it's cooling down doesn't mean your trash cans don't stink. You know, get them over there. You know, it's 99% effective. Get all the germs out, all that. He found maggots in mine one time. This is not a joke, okay? This is a red alert. It's disgusting, yeah. Yep. I already said the story. I don't need to tell it again. Yeah, he does a great job cleaning stuff up. Just hit him up on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Treasure Valley Eco Wash. And then I'll let you take the last one because that's your kin.
I tell you right what. There. If you're looking for a good piece of wood for a baseball bat.
Oh, okay.
you get that out of your mind.
It sounded weird when you said that.
We're talking about old bats, American Batsmith.
Yep, hitting dingers.
Yep. You know what? You get one of those, start calling your Big Al because you'll be hitting dingers.
Hey, I saw they recently had a guy from the Rockies, their AAA team. Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he was giving a shout out to them. I watched a little video they had on Instagram.
Well, yeah, because I posted it on, there was one of them that he did a giveaway.
Yeah.
Of the bat.
Oh, and, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I posted it on the stories.
I should probably know his name if I'm going to talk about him.
Snyder.
Oh, cool.
I just remember his last name.
There's like 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, they're just waiting for someone to go pro, and then they're going to...
He's about to be there, I think. He's at AAA level, so he's, you know, one more step.
Well, then they better get up on getting everything filled out so that he can use their bat in the pros then.
He needs to. Let's go. Come on. All right, we're done with that.
All right, guys. We have a freaking awesome show for you today. I've been excited about this one for a while.
I was pumped until I got here, and now I'm nervous. So
nervous.
We'll make it work.
You hear it. Mark it down.
Yeah.
Today, 11/22/21, Steve Jackson is nervous.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been nervous in his life. Anyway, so we got a couple here that I've known them for 4 years now.
Five years. Get it right, please.
Okay.
Please don't intro us and get the wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, at least I listened to your guys' show. All right.
I was seeing if Lauren's mic was on.
It's on.
Is it on?
I turned it on.
I see the green.
She's doing all right.
I don't believe, Steve, you've ever been nervous. Because you have like 8,000 tattoos and you're like 6'8".
I still get nervous sometimes.
You got that awesome mustache.
I need one of those. Who is your bat sponsor?
Oh, American Batsmith.
I need one of those for under my bed when the boogeyman comes because I don't.
You'll be hitting dingers. I tell you what.
I have an old aluminum thing. So those are the best ad reads. We've never in our history of doing the radio show, we've never had a bat sponsor. So we need to figure that out.
American Batsmith is pretty sick. They sent us a couple of ones that we put up in the little office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's right there.
Yeah.
It's my cousin and my brother. They own a bat.
Oh,
company,
that's so. Perfect. Yeah,
and
that's cool.
My cousin is a fan of the show, and so he. Made us a bat with our logo on it and everything.
Oh, that's way cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really cool.
So, but anyway, so everyone's heard them, but we have Joey and Lauren here. They're a very popular morning show here in the Treasure Valley. 3 years in a row, I was corrected. Three years in a row, the best of Boise.
You did say two
Thank
years.
Thank you.
And we have just enough ego to remind you it's been.
No, I think
mean,
so.
We don't have a shrine for nothing. I mean, right? Like, there's newspaper clippings over there.
In our home studio where we're recording this, we have cookies that somebody made with our logo and our faces on them. To celebrate the best of Boise.
I think when you have a cookie with your face on it, that's when you know you've made it. And it's legit. Like, can I see that again?
Who needs
celebrity shout outs when you get a cookie every face?
You know what? It's so funny.
My life has been made.
When they made these cookies.
We're going to bury you with that, by the way.
I don't know what to. So they made one of our son. And it started, we actually just threw it out today because we knew you guys were coming here.
His face started like, the color from his like eyes started bleeding into his face and his hair was like dripping.
So, it like the omen.
Terrifying and blurry. And I was like, this cookie is scary. So, I mean, props to who made it, but I'm like, this has got to go in the garbage.
I think Eli Roth made that cookie.
I really actually, I haven't looked much in this cupboard because there's just a bunch of old stuff, but there's the face of our cookies. And then I don't know why, but when I was younger, I loved Coca-Cola, and this is an old, it's not even that retro, but it's an old bottle of Coca-Cola.
The Coke bottles. Yeah, those are good.
The Coke bottles. I want to know what year it is.
I always think about Sandlot when I see those. Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah. I was drinking the, it's so hot out here.
toasted cheese. Yeah, toasted cheese. If I knew you better, Steve, I'd let you drink it, but I just don't think we're there yet.
Hey, maybe down the road.
I don't want to drink that.
You seem like a guy that would.
I'm not nervous to drink that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Steve, you're the guy that, like, in high school, they were like, hey, would Steve would do this? And he's like, yeah, I would. Well, you guys went to high school together?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And you're not far from the mark on that.
No,
you're
not, actually. I didn't think so.
Well, yeah, thank you for having us. We're excited to join you.
Definitely. And as you can probably tell, the sound is a lot better because we're actually using their in-house studio.
Don't get used to this, folks. Don't you're going to be back to the fan. It's going to be the fan in the background, the farmer driving by with his
backhoe. And the dogs barking. And
Molly popping in every 30 seconds.
I mean,
get used to that.
We're living at large right now. I'm sitting in the captain's chair. That's pretty comfortable.
This home studio, our engineers built it like right before COVID hit, but not for COVID, obviously.
Yeah, it was right before our son was born, and they wanted to give me the opportunity to be able to do some stuff at home during maternity leave.
Oh, awesome.
And so they built that for us and kind of installed everything and got it ready to go. And I remember we were like, we're never going to use this.
I remember thinking, why would I ever
work? Because we like going into our actual studio and going to work, and then the world shut down, and it was kind of just perfect how we already had this set up, and we ended up working right here in this room from home doing our live morning show for 4 months.
Well, it's so funny.
Four and a half months.
I don't know how everyone else's work was, but like with our work, we got a phone call, and it was our boss, and he was like, "Hey, so I think our boss gives. There's two bosses in front of us. There's our program director, ops manager, and then there's the CEO. So we're a locally owned radio group, and he's like, so the CEO's thinking like." Probably we need to stay home for 2 weeks. And I laughed. I said, 2 weeks?
What?
You want us home for two straight weeks? And I got off the phone.
You're joking.
2 weeks. And then we do like a week. And he's like, they're thinking like a month. And I was like, oh, okay. And we were there for 4 months.
I bet a lot of companies were like that.
Yeah.
And even 4 months is really short compared to a lot of other people.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people who are still working from home and trying to adjust. And so luckily, we were able to go back after 4 months because it is the two of us in our studio. We live together. We're married. Like, there's not a lot of concern with us spreading anything to each other because, you know, we're together all the time and we're isolated in our own studio at work. So
found
we
a loophole on that one.
We actually did many times. We're like, we're married.
If you
like,
want to avoid social distancing and all the testing procedures,
marry
your coworker.
All
right.
There you go.
That's the solution.
The solution. Yes. I don't know.
Well, there's some drawbacks.
Apparently that's the thing to do because Carly and Rick are getting married.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
What
the heck? Yeah. It's crazy.
They're another station that you don't listen to.
All right. Yeah. See, I'm in the dark here. I really am. You know, I'm going to be that guy tonight.
I
don't know who that is.
So are you, the studio that you have over there, is it the same one that you were when you did ESPN radio?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. So when I did ESPN.
Yeah, they remodeled it.
Yeah, they did. It was so funny. I actually felt bad. It was like Lauren got this whole, when Lauren joined the company, it was like the whole facelift. So yeah, it's the same spot that I was sitting at with
Lauren
ESPN.
Goes in there. It's like, this is not going to work.
I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but change the lighting, you know, new carpet,
new fresh paint.
Put my name in lights, please.
It's funny. Like it.
Put Joey as an afternoon.
Because when this is actually when Lauren the show started, there it is. Because when the show started, we got billboards. I never had a billboard with my face on it. And then we got billboards when Lauren started. Right. Never had TV commercials. Then we had TV commercials. So literally, Lauren came in. And I think Lauren got more endorsements in the first month than I had for 3 years at ESPN. And I was like, what the heck? Yeah. And Lauren walks in, never done radio. And companies were like, Lauren, we want you to promote our product. And I was like, oh my gosh,
what about
this
me?
Is crazy. So I remember
hi, I'm still over here, guys.
The first paycheck Lauren's was more than mine. In like 10 years of radio, we looked at paychecks and I go, you just made more money than I did. And I've been doing this for like a decade. So
we make a good team. That doesn't matter.
I can already tell.
I would agree.
I'm going to check out your show tomorrow.
I would agree.
Thank you.
I'm not even lying.
Now he checks out our show.
I will.
We invite you into our home and you're using our home studio. Okay,
I won't lie. I got on Facebook earlier and I checked out your page and I listened to some clips.
Okay,
there you guys knew the banter back and forth. I liked it. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm going to be in their home later. So I should probably
know what their bathroom
who they are. Yeah, I'm going to use their bathroom. Just the one.
I appreciate that. Yeah. We said, it's funny, we've been doing, I said earlier before we recorded, we have, you know, we've been doing the show 3.5 years. And every once in a while, we'll get a message that's like, I've been listening to you guys for 10 years. And I'm like,
have you been
that's
saying?
Literally impossible. No. But yeah. I appreciate the loyalty mm-hmm. for the time. I don't know what you did for 7 years, but
it was back in your ESPN days, man.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Say, they've been following Joey from Northern Idaho all the way down here.
Yeah, I've had a few people when I worked at ESPN Boise that made the transition, which I appreciate because it was, I went from afternoons and sports talk and then just to doing the morning show. And so we've met a few people where it's like, the husband, right? Because ESPN, obviously, it's super male. It's a pretty male-dominated audience. And, like, the wives were listening to the morning show, and then the husband would be like, wait, is that Joey?
Wait, I know.
Wait a minute. We've been at events, and they're like, hey, so I was in the car with my wife one morning, and she was listening to you. I didn't know where you went. Because, you know,
disappeared.
When you go off the radio and when you go off the air, you try to tell people where you move, but a lot of people never find you again once you disappear from that station. Sure. They're like, I don't know where it is. And so we had that where people were like, oh, I was listening, and I was like, wait, I've heard that voice before, which is pretty funny.
I might have heard you without even realizing it. Honestly, I mean, because I did used to listen to ESPN Radio when they had it a little off and on sometimes. Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
how about that? See, I know you.
See, that's why.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, that's why I called.
You do go way back.
I called Steve Zach for the first 10 minutes you were here, so I know you really well.
Okay, I just sat here and let him.
I didn't catch it.
I was like,
you kind of look like. Actually, I have a friend whose brother is named Zach, and I swear you guys could be twins.
Interesting.
He is covered in tattoos.
He also does steroids.
He's like a bigger,
right?
Yeah. I sure do not.
He's like a big kind of guy, and he also has like the same haircut. And gotcha. So doesn't have the stash. Yeah. You're rocking the stash.
Okay, so I was just November about to call Joey out, Joey. Yeah.
No, I don't do Movember
Where
anymore.
Where is the stash? You did it last year for like 2 weeks.
I don't care about men's health anymore, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what it is this year?
Yeah.
No, I got asked the other day, like, oh, you're doing it? Yeah. So I'm like, I don't even know what it's for.
I do it year round. So.
Well, you always have a beard. Yeah. I feel like it's been,
it has been longer.
You've done it like Noah style.
Yeah. I mean, Moses. I had it longer, but it was after having it for like a year and a half, I was like, this is just too
much. I don't even remember what you look like without it.
You don't want to see
it. I was going to say, like, we probably don't want to
know. It's like
a
baby face.
You don't want to know.
We have a coworker, our engineer, who actually set up this studio. He has the most amazing beard.
Gorgeous.
Like, he has an amazing beard.
He looks like Ragnar Lothbrok.
All right, that's it. We're ending this podcast right now.
Just stop it.
Over the line,
Joey. I can't even imagine. We say this a lot when we see him. Like, what do you look like without a beard? And he's like, you don't want to know. He's never going to get rid of it. But he does this whole, like, he's got his oils and all his stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
He takes care of it.
Now, when I had the longer beard, I used to put the oils in there.
So this is what I don't get.
I did.
A beard is masculine, right?
Oh, yeah.
But oiling up your beard and using shampoo and conditioner.
That's
like,
how we do it.
It's like taking away the new man. It's like taking away
men. You don't want it to be disgusting and stink.
I use the shampoo. I do not use the conditioner.
Oh, okay.
Got We've it. Come a long way since our primal years. You know what I mean?
Don't you want it to be soft and smooth for your wife? Like, doesn't she want to, like, feel?
I think there's that. And I think the discomfort.
I need to talk to her because, like, you don't want to.
All I know, we can only add 4 mics, though, so I'm going to have to go off. Someone's going to have to go off the podcast when she comes on.
Adam needs to go off so we can get her true thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, hold on. Let's see. We can Bluetooth. We'll just call her.
Yeah.
So is your mustache Movember?
It's just Movember. I don't rock a stash. So
he needs to, though.
It looks great.
Coming from someone that's never seen you before,
I think
it looks great.
I appreciate that. I get both. I get, what is that?
Yeah.
And then, hey, it looks good.
And you know what I say when I say when I see it, oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, he loves the facial hair.
I think it looks great.
You know, we have to shave and everything. So,
Lauren, where's your mustache? Come on.
Yeah. You know, no beard, no beard for me. The mustache is the closest thing. So every once in a while,
I do not participate in No Shave November. Yep. Joey tried. Was it last year?
No, I did it like three years.
You tried it, and you were like, "Well, you do it. Don't shave your leg." I was like, "Yeah, right." Yeah, wow. I'll donate to all the causes.
Don't shave your legs? Is that a thing?
Well, no, for November? On the show, someone was like, why don't you do No Shave November? And I was like, because I can't. Like, well, I don't want to do that.
I mean, that's what we've learned with the show is listeners, they can tell us anything, right? I mean, they're not doing it. So I'm always like, yeah, sure. Lauren,
Joey,
grow out your leg
jump
hair.
Jump off a building.
But I did Movember.
Well, he climbed down a building.
I did. Yeah, and I will never do that again. I'll never skydive again.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, did you see that?
I did see the video.
See?
Wow, how deep did you go?
That was like 4 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
No, it was today, and I was like, I got to do something. I don't know who these people are, really. I got to go take a look.
Steve's like, in 2002, I noticed that you posted on Facebook.
I did some scrolling. I did some scrolling, and I hit
that. I feel honored.
Yeah, I did... I scaled down the U.S. Bank building downtown Boise, which is, it's kind of funny that that's the tallest building in Idaho.
Yeah.
Because when we have people visit from bigger cities, like,
that's not,
you don't need to say that. That's not something to puff out your chest.
But have you looked over that edge down the side of that building? That is the scariest. I didn't even scale down it, but, you know, we went up there and we did like a promotional video and stuff before Joey did it. And they had me just take a peek over, and I can't even like tell you the shock and fear that went through my body. Like, I still feel tingle thinking about it. Like, looking down and seeing the little teeny cars looking like ants. Like, it was just, ugh. I'm not good with that stuff, so I can't even believe.
Hey, so the guy up there, did you give him nuts and say, aim for the bushes and just jump?
Oh my gosh, I should have, which is my favorite movie.
There goes my hero. Where's the book?
It's my favorite movie. Yeah. No, true story.
No, it's one of my favorites too.
But it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's not super, favorite, but it's super underrated.
It's so
I feel
great.
Like so many people don't know that.
100% underrated.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
What's funny about that movie, so I served my mission for my church. When that movie, that was like the first movie that I hadn't seen when I was out there. And so we were driving, I served in Atlanta, and I saw a billboard with the other guys on it, and ATL, it just had
turn up.
Yeah. See, you Braves fan. I was in the car, and I just saw this billboard of Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and I was like,
what a great
that
combination.
Movie looks great.
Yeah. And then, such a good
team. I didn't see it for 2 years, and I came home, and Lauren and I knew each other, and I said, I want to watch the other guys. And she's like, the movie from like 2009. I'm like, yeah. And I was hooked. And I think
this is what's great is I introduced that movie to him and he hadn't seen it before. So that beginning part where they jump off
blew
the building,
my mind.
Mm-hmm. I was like waiting to see his reaction.
That's the funniest part.
I'm like looking at him like, wait, he's like,
yeah, you're right.
What?
You were just staring at me. And I was like, well, it's an action scene. And then they just
died. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, they're so good. Daddy's Home.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just watched Daddy's Home too on the way before I came home or over here.
It's our new Christmas movie.
So with the Daddy's Home, there is hardly ever a time when the second one is better than the first one. In my opinion, the second one beats the first one.
I think you're right.
Down.
I think you're right. 100%. Because of
Mel Gibson makes it really good. And John Lithgow.
John Lithgow. Yeah. That's
man, they do kill.
It's been like 6 weeks.
And they kiss it.
Yeah, right on the lips.
Oh my God.
If I kiss my old man like that, he'd probably be like, I don't know why you did that.
Do you kiss your kids on the lips?
No.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have a daughter.
Okay. How old?
She's 9.
Do you kiss on the lips? That weird question.
Not anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So no, it's a great question. I think
we debate about this.
We talk about it all the time. Love this. This is a great question.
See, when Allie, I think it was, I did until she was like maybe 2, and then after
after 2.
No. Listen.
Lauren's going to be French kissing her 17 year old.
I will not stop kissing
She's
our son on the
lips. Kiss me with tongue
it's
before you go to school.
Okay, it's different.
He'll be very experienced when he gets out there.
And mom. Oh, it's more endearing when a mom does it. If a dad does it, it's like, ugh, it's gross.
I guess that's true.
I've always wanted that. Because do you guys remember, it was like 3 years ago, the Tom Brady video that went crazy?
With his son.
His son's like 12 at the time.
Doesn't he still kiss his own dad on the lips?
I think he kisses his own dad on the lips.
No, he's like Will Ferrell and John Lithgow.
He kisses. Oh, I mean, it's not the owner anymore because he's with the Bucks, but he would kiss Bob Kraft on the lips. He'd win a Super Bowl. No,
I thought he kissed him on the cheek.
No, he kissed Robert Kraft on the lips.
Hey, sometimes you just make it happen.
Yeah. If I won a Super Bowl, I'd probably kiss a lot of people.
I'd be kissing everybody.
I'd kiss the water boy. I'd kiss like everybody.
Like
the grounds crew. Hey, you up there cleaning. Get down here. Give me a kiss. The
third dag drunk guy just. No, but I think it's interesting as fathers, like, I'm not even talking just a weird way. I've always just wondered because I can't even tell you the last time I kissed my dad on the cheek or anything. I hug my dad. I'm a big hugger.
And
my mom gets one right here on my left cheek.
Yep.
I don't even think do I kiss my mom on the cheek anymore?
I don't know. Your mom.
It's like a side thing, right?
Yeah.
Your
it's like
mom
a French,
and
like,
your dad both kiss me on the cheek.
Well, you got to be careful hugging your dad now because someone hurt him. So
yeah. Yeah, my dad actually goes in for surgery next week.
So bad.
He goes in for surgery next week. We were playing pickleball, and Lauren had a little, like, Lauren literally tried a shot to make him run, tripped, tore tons of ligaments in his shoulder. And he's 70.
On his shoulder?
Yep.
So he's like, tore his rotator cuff, and they said it's going to take him like 6 months to a year to recover.
Yeah, that's not a fun surgery to deal with.
So Lauren Venmo'd him $5 and a Wendy's gift card.
I was playing the game. It's not like I was intentionally trying.
Hey, no, that's part of the game. Nobody told you to go make it. Nobody told you to be a hero out there. If you can't get to it, you can't get to it.
That's true. Play the game to win. That's practice. We're talking about practice.
No.
I know, right?
Hello?
Hello? Not practice. We're talking about the game. That's true.
No, but I think coming back to, and that's a good question, and we've talked about things like this.
Well, I have no idea.
I don't know what the cutoff.
If it's only about dads, or so
No. I don't know. I think any parent, I don't know what the cutoff is with kissing your kids on the lips. I think you just kind of go off of, you know, as they get older and you're with them all the time, you kind of just feel them out a little bit. You're like, I think we're done kissing on the lips, you know.
Yeah, you never bring it up.
I don't even know. And I honestly
know it's different with moms.
Every once in a while, she'll give me a little, you know. Just a real quick, you know. I don't know, right? Yeah, she's not, you know. But it's mostly on the cheek. And honestly, she don't even really want me kissing her anymore now.
Molly, if I'm lucky, who is a girly girl, and she will sometimes just come up to me and she will try and kiss me on the lips.
Let her have
and
it.
And how old is she?
She's 5.
Yeah, I have no problem.
I think that's
no. See, the thing with Molly is you give her an inch and she goes a mile. Try and take them off.
Yeah.
She goes a little too far.
When I was like 12, I've always been a pretty affectionate person.
Joey's nickname growing up from his family was Affection Pants.
Did not want that to make the podcast.
Awesome.
I really didn't. But yes, it
was. Baller.
Yeah. Man. So like my older brothers.
He's not Affection Pants anymore.
No. Not at all.
I still call him EP. What up, EP?
I will get fired from the radio station one day. And I don't mean this, not inappropriate, but I hug people. I hug coworkers.
I hug.
Yeah, like we've got a coworker named Todd. I don't know what it is, and this sounds weirder when I say it than when you actually see it. I will go behind him as he's like on his computer, and I'll grab his shoulders and be like, "Hey man, how was the game?" Like,
I do the same stuff.
And I just like one day I'm wondering, someone's gonna be like, "That's not cool," and that's just who I am.
I think it's about you're gonna how you call do it, HR. And you know these people. You're not going to some stranger and be like, "Hey," rubbing their ears. And ear thing to people. Just mess with them though. It's hilarious.
I've never done that ear thing. But we have two new coworkers. I haven't done that yet. But coworkers I've known for 5-6 years, I'll hug them. You know?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm a hugger too.
Yeah, why not? Let's hug. Hey, we need more hugging out there.
That's what
the world needs more.
Hey,
hugs.
The world's ugly, man. It's
so
gross.
We need the world. Did you hug your dad growing up? And I don't know.
I hug my dad
situation.
Still.
Okay, yeah. So we're both I hug my dad.
You don't hug your dad.
Uh-uh.
No.
I don't have that type of relationship.
They have a different relationship.
My dad is. He's never shown affection to me, I don't show affection.
Because he's like 90.
My mom on the other side, I'll give her a hug, my mom, but then it always turns into a wrestling match. I'll try and take her down.
Dang, that's a weird, that's a weird thing.
You trying to wrestle your mom?
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
She's old. Now, do you hug your stepdad?
You need to know she listens,
right? Yeah, so I kind of feel that, Adam, because so I don't have much of a relationship at all with my biological father.
Sure.
I mean, we talk every now and again, but I didn't grow up with him. You know, my parents
called
divorced.
Their son by the wrong name.
That doesn't help.
My parents got divorced when I was one. And and my stepdad, who's great, he's been in my life since I was 3. Mm. So he's basically
so
my dad.
Yeah,
right. But
dad.
He is he's just kind of this burly guy. He's a construction worker, cut off sleeves, always has a dip in his mouth.
Probably knows
he's
cookie.
Hunting, fishing, like he's a very, very, you know.
We get along great.
Reminds me of Larry the Cable Guy.
He basically is.
He doesn't share a lot of affection, and it was hard growing up. Like when I was a teenager, we really couldn't connect because he didn't know how to deal with a teenage girl. I mean, who knows how to deal with a teenage girl?
Right.
But that was really hard for him. But now that I'm older, like, we give hugs and I tell him I love him, but I've never kissed my stepdad or anything. I don't think he's ever even kissed me on the cheek, but
no,
we give hugs. But
it is,
he's a very tough kind of, he doesn't share how he feels.
Yeah. But he cries. So. He cries in certain situations. Like he is one that would cry. Did he cry?
Rarely.
Does he cry at graduations and stuff?
Not graduations.
Okay.
Joey,
maybe he's a sad cry.
The only reason why anyone
cries. Maybe it's a movie that sets him off.
Yeah, maybe that's what
he sounds like a lot like my dad.
He's cried about my mom because my mom has lung cancer. So
that's true.
He's felt for my mom, so I've seen him cry there. But other than that,
I didn't hug him. So we've been married 10 years. Well, almost 10 years. And then we've been together, just about 11 years. There wasn't a lot of.
Well, but we met when we were kids.
But I think it was 2 years ago that I gave him my first hug. Because and actually half the time when we go visit, so we'd go visit Lauren's family, and like I was always, whenever we'd leave, like I'd hug Lauren's mom, Lauren would hug her mom, and then I would like go put luggage in the car and then basically wave to Lauren's stepdad. Not because I wanted to give him a hug, but I always just, I always felt like, he's not a hugger, and he's not. He's a fist bump, guys.
Yeah.
And then finally,
his hugs though, he slaps you on the back.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
it's a I'm a tough hug.
Yeah.
It's
like a big bear.
Yeah, man, I'm a delicate fawn. Like I don't like I just don't. I
delicate. So what was his first hug like? Did you guys actually? I mean, was it a side it was, hip? Like one?
No,
arm?
I think I just went in, and I think
you kissed him by accident. Well,
yeah, there was a French.
Sorry, man.
Tongue.
It got real awkward.
Sorry,
rubbing his earlobe.
I think it was. It was like Christmas, and I just went in, and I don't think I said. I mean, it's weird to be like, I'm gonna hug you now. Like, no, but I remember I went in,
going
and now,
in. Yeah, you just do
can
it.
We hug every time now. I think so.
You set the tone with that.
I think I set the tone.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
I am a big low. My kids are gonna get hugs, and I don't think kisses on the lips. But I'll kiss my because I don't kiss my dad on the lips. But I'll definitely do the hugging and the kissing on the forehead forever.
So we were at church this past Sunday, and Joey was wearing a mask, and our son, who's two, he's, you know, playing with his toys, and we're trying to keep him calm and quiet during the, you know, talks and stuff. And all of a sudden, he comes up to Joey, and he pulls his mask down, and he goes, kiss? Just to get a kiss from Joey? And
that's I'm like, oh my.
And then he didn't give me one. That's the thing. He's in a dad phase right now. He's dad.
Right.
And that's mom, it's like, oh, yeah, you just birthed me, but I don't care about you. And I'm like,
they move on. He'll come back around.
He'll be back.
The crap I did to get you here.
Well, it is. I think it's starting to transition because we've been in the last like 2 months a straight dad phase, like dad, everything. But I've noticed I'll pick him up from his nap. And as I bring him downstairs, like the moment he sees mom, he's kind of like, mom. And so something's happening. So good news is it's going to be your swing for a while.
But like, I'm like,
you're going to have him for like 2 months and then he'll probably come back. I don't know.
No, my Allie just turned 12 and I'll just randomly go up there and just give her a big old bear hug.
Oh,
yeah. Give her a bunch of kisses on the cheek.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
Does she like it?
Oh, yeah.
Is she receptive?
Yeah.
That's good that she is. Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad to hear that.
No, so I made it a point that.
Mine doesn't like me very much. So
I never got shown affection for my dad.
Yeah.
And so basically I made it a point that my kids are going to know that I love them no matter what.
Yeah.
If they're mad at me, if they don't want it, oh, they're going to get a hug.
Well, that's what's interesting. Like, you always hear these stories and it's always like tough dad or, you know, and then it's always like at the funeral that they're like, you know what? He really did love me. And there's different ways, but I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, I don't want them to ever be like, Dad, do you love me? Or even like, Dad, I wish you'd just hug me. I'm almost too much of a softy where the problem I'm going to have is like, Dad, I've got a flat tire. I'm going to be like, okay, we talked about this. AAA. And please, like, don't talk to any strangers and just sit in your car until AAA comes.
I'll stay on the phone with you.
That's probably going
to
be my problem.
I'm not coming to help you.
Yeah, like that.
I don't even like changing my own tire.
And that's half because I was the youngest out of six. And so by that time, my parents were in a different stage of life where they were like, I mean,
older,
my dad was, heck, he was close to retirement by the time I was really growing up. And so I think they weren't, like, my dad wasn't, not saying he didn't teach me life lessons, but he wasn't there trying to teach me all these things because he had done it five times over.
Yeah, he's already used them up. He's like,
if I have to teach another person, I had that. And I think I'm a little bit younger, and I think we're used to YouTube videos, calling people. Mm-hmm. There's experts for everything. So I think as more and more people get older, the idea of fixing things themselves, I mean, that's going away pretty quick. You know, I mean, like
it's
one of your
ads, right?
It's great for
the handyman industry. Just call a guy.
Yeah,
call
so
a guy.
I don't mind it. So, I mean, there's a kid that mows our lawn, and I get a lot of crap for that. I haven't turned on our lawnmower in like,
hey, if you don't have the time or the desire, or both.
I've never
honestly,
had the desire.
Our lives are so busy, and I will cut Joey some slack there, because sometimes I tease him, like, get out there and mow the lawn, or I'll mow the lawn, you know? But, like, we're so busy all the time. Sometimes it's just, like, keeping your head above water. And, you know, as parents and just life and work and crazy.
Well, I was going to say, you used to mow your lawn when you were my neighbor.
I did.
Because I used to go out there and bug you.
Yeah, I know. Like,
and now looking back, I'm like,
but now they're back to back to back.
Yeah.
When we got the third
best of Boise, I looked at Lauren and said,
Third straight year. Here's a great story about the lawn mowing. So we hire this kid, and he's great, and he lives around the corner. Well, he left because he went to go serve a mission, and then his younger brother kind of took over, and so his younger brother mows our lawn, and we pay him so much every week.
$100
And
we just thought that was
not
a
$100
Oh, wow. I'll be over here mowing your lawn.
Oh man, I'd be over here.
Sign me up.
So we pay him right weekly, and Joey was at church and he was talking to somebody else, and he was like, "Hey, my boys." He has two boys, and they just also live down the street. He's like, "Hey, my boys are looking for mowing jobs. I know that other kid mows, but just so you know." And Joey's like, "Well, how much? You know, just curious." And they charge like $10
less. $15
less
a week
than the kid that we pay. And I was like,
$60 a month, guys.
No, that's really good. You know what people charge now to come mow?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, we can't take that away from this kid. His whole family, it's like the family line has been mowing our lawn for so many years. So
and I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
I just think about how I could
save some money.
Hey, you undercut him. Yeah. Capitalism.
Yeah.
Get used to it. Billy down the street says he could do it for 15 less. Couldn't. What can you do?
That's I am a pushover though. Well, just the other day we bought a fridge. Actually, no, today we bought a fridge.
We
bought a fridge today. Oh, like
Merry
an
Christmas.
Hour before
congratulations.
You
guys
came. And we were looking, and then we were just like, let's just do it. And I even had a different price mind than what I thought they said. I just went with it. Because I hate confrontation that much. That's how much I hate it.
Hey, you let me know.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't want to take care of me. No, nobody takes advantage of it. No.
You got a new listener and a new bodyguard.
I'm right there. I got your back, man.
He's married to someone who does research, and we got an amazing deal.
We did, but
I was about to say, and look, Lauren probably comes in and be like, I got this.
I've been to a restaurant, and I have ordered like a chicken sandwich, and they bring out something totally different. I'm like, I'll just eat it.
It's probably good.
Like, whatever.
I just don't. I
see,
hate
in the food
doing
industry,
whatever
it's a little tricky because you could be really polite about it, and you're still tempted fate on that.
I'm
get
afraid
a loogie.
To say anything. To
you
got to.
If it's the wrong food, though, like you got to.
But Lauren, you will.
But
you will,
I'm nice. I'm not.
No, you are nice. You are nice. But I'm always worried. I'm like, this is the day they spit in our food.
This
is the day.
We got our tires. We got snow tires on our car years ago when we were living up north. When you really need snow tires,
yeah.
And so we had our tires put on at this tire shop, and I was driving away, and as I was driving on the highway, I could feel like wobbling, like it was loose or whatever.
Oh,
and so I was like, Joey, there's something wrong. And Joey's like, oh no, you don't want to get me. Don't make him mad. Don't go back. And I was like, Joey, something's wrong with these tires. And he's like, well, just don't. Cause he's so anti-confrontation. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back.
We'll just pull up the car.
Tire falls off.
I go back. Oh, sure enough, they did not screw them on tight enough onto the axle or whatever.
Oh,
and could have caused a major issue. And Joey was just like, oh, just
Joey.
It's nothing.
We're a good combo. A good combo. I just got to say.
But he's so worried that I'm going to like a Karen.
Have you ever done those personality tests, like the four letters?
For sure.
I'm an ENFJ, which is people pleaser, and it's like, but it's people pleaser to the max.
Oh. It's less than 10% of people are ENFJ.
So I'm a rare breed, and I'm not saying that's good, but my personality is rare where it's like, if you send me an email without an exclamation point, I'm like, Lauren, we're getting fired. Like, our boss, love him to death, but he's a short texter, and he's a texter with no emojis, nothing. And so okay, thanks is just okay, thanks.
Yeah, like real.
But I need
bland.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I need a thumbs up emoji. Yeah. I do.
Thanks. Hey, or at least smile. It's okay, not just a okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay,
not even a capital, it's just okay.
Thanks. No, it's just okay, thanks. No punctuation.
Lowercase font.
And so all the time, I'm like, Lauren, our boss is mad. Lauren, our boss is mad at us. So I deal with it all the time.
Oh, well, my goodness.
So Joey's an ENFJ, less than 10% of people. I am an ENFJ.
Surprisingly.
And the odds that two people who are ENFJs, because it's the rarest personality type, I think it's less than 2% of ENFJs end up together. Because they have such strong personalities, they butt heads and they don't last.
I don't think I've done this four letter test.
You need to do it.
Other tests and the numbers, the sixes and eights and the color ones.
Yeah, I've done the color. I've done those, but you need to do the four letter one. I did it in college. There's a name for it.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. I don't know why I remember it, but it matters because I feel like I'm not a big. What's the thing? What's the thing that everyone does? Cancer, Taurus.
Horoscope.
Horoscope.
Yeah.
Wait, there are people that live
your call
and die
signs
by those
or not.
Things.
Not your call sign. The signs. What are they called? Zodiac.
Zodiac. Yeah. That's I'm a Leo. Horoscope. I'm a Leo too.
Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius.
But there's people. I knew that, Steven.
Yeah.
Zach.
Birthday's next Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is
no,
Carl.
No, but there are people. I mean, we.
Call Carl.
Yeah, well, you call me Zach. Yeah, so he's Carl now.
There are morning shows. There are morning shows that do segments every morning. I don't know if you've ever. There are morning shows that literally will do Zodiac readings and It's serious. Like, people literally.
I can't do it.
Back in the day, like, way back in the day, in like the 90s when I used to get ready for school and stuff. Yeah, there. I remember them.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the first I did sports updates for a morning show when I was first got into radio, and it was like a 10-minute segment, and it was like
I remember that. It's actually, like
a Delilah it was thing. A thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just not.
It's just those into old it. School kind of your heritage stations. That kind of fall back on the those. Kind
did you
of
do?
Old
do
what
they had the animal too or whatever? You know, you
animals
see those
the
ones?
Birthdays.
The rats. I mean, that's the
celebrity birthdays.
People
because you share
celebrity birthdays. I'm like, why
is that a thing still?
Some not people us. We don't.
We
do
don't
it.
Do. We don't.
Does
do.
Anybody care about that?
I don't think so. Do a lot of celebrity stuff. I mean, I do a segment like it's trending stories.
Right.
And
gotcha.
So I like to bring up more kind of the funny, quirky things that are going on. If I bring up any celebrity stuff, a lot of times we're kind of poking fun at it. Like like Kylie Jenner says she's never had a bowl of cereal, and so we're like, "What
now
do you
that's
mean?"
Just,
never
that's
had
a lie.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a bowl.
That's a lie, man. That's a
lie.
Kardashians
trying
to suck it out.
You have had Fruit Loops,
and that's what I love about you guys' show is you don't talk about stupid stuff like that.
We
like
try not to.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Kim Kardashian and a Weezy.
Well, we
must, must bow
like,
down
cares?
And worship the idols.
And that's actually, it's Yeezy. I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry.
Goes by Yay.
Weezy
sorry, is a
Weezy.
Mario character.
No. Weezy is Lil Wayne.
Yeah. No, but something to definitely note is Kim Kardashian is with Pete Davidson,
which
and that
is
blows
crazy.
My mind.
Okay,
I'm just
so I don't mean to get on that. My wife brought that up the other day, and she's like, "How is this happening?" Like, honestly, I was like,
"I think it's
doesn't make sense."
Davis,
I don't think he's funny.
Pete Davis has had.
Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, who's a talented actress
and
beautiful.
What the
Sam Hill's going on?
He's not even funny. Yeah. Like, I don't see it. I get the he's funny. You know, I know he's not that good look. No,
he's not funny.
It's a win for the funny guys. A win for the guys who live in their mom's basement because he
goofy
just looked in his mom's
guys.
Basement.
Yeah,
he lived, two years ago.
I'm just saying, personality wins.
I think it's the I don't care attitude. You know, he's definitely got that going for him.
All I know is I'm glad I got Valerie in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't get her
now.
Where
you get her now.
Oh, you could.
Been there, I mean, man.
Come on, man.
I mean, look at this. Huh?
Dude, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fine specimen.
Yeah, but see, the thing
look at me. No, literally. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself.
I like what You're I disgusting. See when I see you.
Though, at least with you, you can do bald and beard. See, I can't. I'm just bald. I can't do beard because it.
Oh, really, wow. Yeah. Okay. You're like a new person.
I kid you not. So I wear, this is why the face of my cookie, back to why you guys are really here, had a hat on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wear, in fact, the reason I wear these hats, and I actually really like Travis Matthew. They're not a sponsor, but they're a golf company.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. The I reason like I wear these hats more than anything, I like the way they look.
They're not a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, we don't bring people up unless they do something for us.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Radio.
That's like our bread and butter.
No, I was kidding.
I wore this for a couple reasons. I like golf and I do like the company, but with so many of the things that we do with like videos and TV, because we do some TV hits, our boss is like, I don't want you with fat logos across your hoodies or so. These are the hats that I can wear that don't have a huge logo on them or whatever. So
you can't wear like a team hat or something like that.
Yeah,
they don't really want you to.
No.
What if you wore it backwards? They can't see.
Yeah, like but our boss hates. We did some billboard shoots and I did hat backwards. And that was not a good idea.
Very particular.
Oh, we didn't like that.
Yeah, which I actually
And I do appreciate because he actually has more of a sound mind than we do.
Well, he probably wants it a little.
Oh yeah, he doesn't want it. Yeah. So what I did is I bought like a gray hat, and I was like, well, I really like that. I like the white ones. I wear blue ones. It really is like a calling card because we've been out, and someone will come up and be like, oh man, I love the show, and they're like, yeah, I saw Joey's hat, and I knew it was him. And I'm like, all right, it is. It's like it's like a uniform.
It's a done deal, man.
But what I have, when people come to events, how many times do people go, Joey, take
Let
your
me
hat
see
off.
Your head.
And I go,
like,
and
people want
to
see.
And then Steve gives me that. He gives me a, oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
Whoa, Joseph.
Yeah, so I can't do the beard like you. And so here we are.
Could you grow a beard? Would your boss allow it? Would he be okay with you?
I think so. But
he thought Joey's mustache was a little creepy.
It was super
creepy. But a lot of people thought it was creepy.
Oh, okay.
It's really
I
small. It was glorious, by
the way. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I actually hated it.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, is it just small? What's the deal?
It was small
like thin,
and just
really thin
yeah,
looking?
It wasn't as thin.
It just like didn't grow in like
it's full. It wasn't full. It was Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Here's a before and after for when he shaved last year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of the, it's one of those where you don't know for sure.
Oh, I
know.
I like that.
Let me see this.
I dig it.
Oh, it got that bad.
That's not that bad at all.
I actually kind of liked it, but a lot of people said he looked creepy.
Joey,
I don't think it's
Clark.
No, when you say creepy, I pictured something else.
We did a TV hit, so we each week we do a hit with a local TV station, and we did it around November last year too. And I remember the host afterwards. She's like, "That's kind of." What'd she say? Like she made kind of a comment about.
She's
your
like,
mustache.
"That's quite the mustache."
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like on the air, she was all like nice, and then like in her transition shot, she's like, "That was something else. That mustache. What an ugly man."
When you shaved, it's like, much better. Much better.
Yeah, I think it does look.
What an ugly man. Yeah. Shave next time.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly.
You're like, I don't want to be on your show anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So we're 40 minutes into it, and we haven't even got to the topic.
Yeah, yeah, came sorry. To talk to you guys fire about. Away.
Oh, my gosh. So sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is great. This is why we do it.
This is our show.
No, this is what we do. We're having a great time.
Like I said, we have a topic. We talk maybe 10 minutes on it, and the rest of it, we just sit here and just kind of...
I like it.
Just BS. This is what we do.
Yeah. I wish I had a more comfortable chair, but you guys are sitting in them.
No, so. I mean, I feel kind of bad. I mean, we're in your home. We're using up the good mics.
The good mics.
With the good chairs, and you're sitting on...
Cutting into my bedtime.
You're sitting on stools.
Cutting into her bedtime.
Hey, well, I heard you're going on vacation. For a little bit, I think we'll be all right.
Not tomorrow.
Not well.
No,
true.
We leave.
That's
true. We leave a couple days from now.
I'll tell you what. I'll get up at 3:45 just for
it's
you.
It's a live
tomorrow.
Show tomorrow.
No,
and then it's a live show tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's a live show Wednesday, okay.
And then Thursday and Friday.
Best ofs Thursday, Friday. Okay. Which some people, it's we'll get messages on Thanksgiving because the show sounds normal.
Yeah,
we're like, oh my gosh, you guys are awesome working Thanksgiving. And I'm like, the reruns. Don't worry.
It's just like if you guys work all year. Like year
we're
round,
on the air every day of the year.
Yeah,
well, not weekends.
Yeah, so Monday
but
through
five
Friday.
Days a week.
Don't you have a show Saturday night,
Friday
night.
I'm on the air Friday nights.
Okay, so is that live or is that pre-recorded?
That's live. So I actually do it in here. Oh, okay. I can do it from here. I can pre-record it if I needed to, which is a great way, like flexibility wise, if we needed to do something on a Friday night,
like go on a date or something.
That doesn't happen very often, but normally, yeah. So I do it here, kids. Or I can do it at the studio. It works, so it's pretty flexible. But
that's awesome. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, but even on Christmas Day, there's still a show from 6 to 10, and it's still got all the stuff we normally do. But it's just it's just reruns because everything is saved. So it's like when you watch, I know you guys are big fans of Ellen. So it's like when you watch
Right.
Ellen, and it's like
how'd you know?
It's sometimes what's crazy about that is like Ellen will be interviewing a movie star, and they'll be talking about a movie that like has been released for like 6 months. Like, so your upcoming movie, Captain Marvel, and they don't care. I mean, it's just it actually is amazing. Like being live is great, but our show's 4 hours long, and so if you don't hear, not everyone's going to hear every part of the show.
Yeah.
So constantly, we go on 2 week vacations in the summer. We take 2 weeks off for Christmas, and you'll hear people. It takes 3 days for people to notice. Oh, they're gone. Or someone goes, I think I've heard this before. So
I was about to ask, how often you got to get away?
So really, really, the only times that I really know that you guys aren't there is Makeup or Breakup.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so like if you hear,
I've heard this one.
Heard this one, so they must
Which
not be there.
Which is amazing because we have a new one every single day. And so, and they're a lot of work. And so it's just funny how people pick up
one. We're on vacation,
like,
But if you drive to work the same day, then you're listening at the same time. And so, yeah, we have that. But yeah, we get, our boss is awesome and our company's great. I mean, literally, they just say, whenever you feel like taking a break, take a break. So
we don't have. I don't think I've ever, knock on wood, I think I've taken one sick day and that was when I just had an ear infection, but I worked through my whole pregnancy. In fact, we were at work. We had to go to the warehouse. We have a warehouse for our stations. I don't remember why we were going, but the morning I was being induced, we stopped by the studio, did a couple things. Then we went to the warehouse and then Joey dropped me off at the hospital to check in and he had to go back to work
go
for
to,
a few minutes.
McDonald's.
I did pick up McDonald's.
Yeah.
I worked through our IVF and pregnancy and everything, and so it's
So we don't take much sick days, but we vacation and we'll take 2 weeks off in the summer and stuff. And
we try to take time off when most kids are out of school because our listening shifts a little bit because people aren't driving their kids to school in the morning. So we try to do when it's a little
That
makes sense.
We take vacation when most everyone else does. Which
taking vacation,
pros and cons. I mean, the con is anything is expensive. Like so, but what's nice is like most people in their routines, when they're back in their routines, so are we. So that's nice. So that's why Thanksgiving week, sometimes we'll take this whole week off because a lot of people are thrown off for Thanksgiving
week.
Sure.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know when this is going to air. So if this airs way after Thanksgiving,
it's going to
go on Wednesday.
Okay.
No,
okay,
Friday.
Good.
Friday, my bad.
Happy, oh, happy Black Friday, we're doing everybody. Friday deals, deals, deals.
Yeah, yeah, I already bought my TV yesterday.
Yeah, it's a done deal. We should do that. We should do a fake segment where we're talking about, man, Thanksgiving was so good.
Get your TV, TV, TV. Incredibly R, play the league guy, whatever that is.
That was good.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
That was really good. Wow. We need a new voice guy.
Oh, did you bring Cookie in here?
I was kidding.
You have to listen to the show to actually understand that.
Well, once Steve starts listening to our show. Yeah.
No, I'm in. I told you.
Yeah. Well, my bad.
Hey, like I said, I got that 40-minute commute, so.
Yeah, this is perfect, yeah.
I listen to you.
I got a 12-minute commute.
Right? Oh, that hurts.
I don't have any time.
You still find us in that chunk, I'm sure.
I could. I will. And I'll look. I will. 102.7, right?
Yep, that's it.
Boom.
That's it.
That's, I'll put preset. It in the car.
By the way, Valerie's favorite thing is the Lauren cheese.
I love it.
And she came up with the joke years ago, and she's been wanting to tell you, but she doesn't have the guts.
Tell her to text me. She has my number.
Well, because I don't think it's that good of a joke. But probably, she thinks it's hilarious, and the kids do. But,
what is it?
Well, just say it, man. Okay. She ain't going to listen.
No, wife.
Well, that is true.
Care.
No, our wives don't listen.
They don't care about us. They don't care about our ambitions.
But she's going to hear me give the joke.
Well, she'll hear about this show probably now.
This would have been around Halloween that you should have told this one. Why did the vampire cross the road?
Were you supposed to say why?
I know, but normally I can figure it out. Why did the vampire cross?
She made this up, so you're not going to get it. Because everybody else did.
Okay. That would have made the cut.
That would definitely make the cut.
We're
going
to have to wait for a year.
For a year.
Yeah, Halloween's back. Sorry, Valerie. It's got to wait till Halloween.
Steve hated it.
It was gross. Valerie. No.
That was amazing.
I'm kidding. It was all right. She made that up.
All the kids were laughing.
No, the fact she made that up.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty good. I think it does get points because she
I joke. She came up with that on her own.
Because a lot of times we'll sit around eating dinner and we'll just make up jokes and tell jokes. And she came up with that.
We're so boring during our dinner. We don't do any of that.
Years ago. So
we just sit around and do nothing.
Well, most of the time it's knock, knock, who's there? And then they just go off on some elaborate story.
Banana or something like that.
No, no. It's a story.
It's a full-blown thing.
It's a full-blown story. And I'm just like, that makes no sense. But I like
that's
it.
Awesome.
Did you have anything you wanted to ask them before they gotta go to sleep or anything like that? I think
we might have to come back and actually do another show.
Yeah.
No, let's not do that. Just keep it rolling. Let's go.
Because
part two.
So the reason why we came here 45 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been great.
Was because we were gonna get your guys' story about in vitro. And
all of that.
I think we can do it still. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
We'll give you the abbreviated
version. We cut it down to 10 minutes.
So, abbreviated version.
We can do it in 10.
Yeah. We did IVF and...
Okay,
cool.
Actually, you know what? This is what, in radio, you do a tease, so you build people up. So everyone's going to try to find this. Everyone that listens is going to try to find the IVF story, and it comes at the very end.
Yeah.
So you get them to listen. It's called TSL. You want time spent listening. So people are going to go 45 minutes in.
Now I'll remember that.
Yeah, see, radio, that.
So now we will leave our topics till the very end from now on.
Oh, man.
You gotta keep it compelling enough that people will stay for that long.
Oh. So what you would have is your podcast title would be "Why is Steve leaving his family?"
Yeah.
And then you just ignore it till the last end. And then we're gonna get into "Why is Steve leaving his family?" But first, let's talk about the new Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going.
And then at the end,
all he's saying is that I'm being deployed.
Yeah. And then boom.
I'm over it. No, I'm over it. Why?
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
So yes, we did do IVF.
Yeah. So you just want to hear kind of the story of how it became. We'd been trying to have a child for about 5 years, and we struggled, which is really funny. So back into the earlier years of our marriage, we'd been married, I think, like 3 years, and we were like, I think we're ready to try.
Well, the first three years.
But before we were panicked about getting pregnant. Like,
no, I love that you guys took your time, enjoyed being with each other.
We were like, we want at least 3 years, and we were so stressed about getting pregnant.
Yeah.
We were married 4 years before we had
out. Okay, so and in fact, I was annoying about it. Like, I was annoying. I would say, I remember.
You don't pull the goalie on me.
Yeah, we were.
Me, I just, don't you touch me.
We were very panicked. We just were so, we saw, and this is fine for people who do this, right? Everyone's family's different. But we had seen so many people like, boom, meet engaged, married, kids, boom, 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 boom.
All of and our friends just, did that.
Yeah, that's a ton of people. We wanted
time, and we Absolutely. Met when I was 14 years old. Like, wow. Joey was
married at 15. I was 22. I don't see the big deal.
No, no not.
Big a lot of people used to do that back in like 100 and some years right? ago.
So we did a lot of stuff. Well, we had a lot of fun before we decided, okay, we want to start. So it was around 3 years we started trying, and I remember it was right around 7 months of trying that I was like, I feel like this should have happened by now. And then, you know, we kept trying to talk to my doctor and she's like, oh, well, you should, you know, we had that plan of care appointment. And this was back in Moscow.
Yeah. Well, you still live in Moscow. Okay.
Yeah. Go and we, I was going to college at the flagship university of Idaho.
Oh, you stop it right now.
Academics.
You stop with the flagship.
Well, no, people.
I went there for one semester.
And you the smartest semester you've ever had, probably. You were
my worst.
Because all he did was party.
Oh, that's God.
All,
yeah. That's
I was right. 17 years yeah. old in Moscow.
You get drunk or you become, you know, you get.
No, a lot of smart people I know went there too. I wasn't one of them.
So we were there, and, you know, I think. I mean, we didn't know, so I just assumed, like, when it was taking a while, I was like, well, maybe it just takes a while for everybody. And then I started asking around, and people were like, no, we kind of decided when we wanted to get pregnant, and then it worked. So I was like, okay, well, I don't think we thought something was wrong. I just thought we were like, man, maybe we started to get a hunch that something was wrong. And so everyone's given us every piece of advice, which, again, comes from a good place.
Super helpful,
most,
isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like the it. Most
Thank
annoying.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
get to do it on the full moon.
Yeah,
9:37.
Move your bed, facing east, seconds. And open the blinds. Yeah, work. Oh, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like 32 seconds. So I was like, well, okay, I don't know if I can go that long. Yeah. I was like, I don't think that'll last.
No, but I was like at a year was when we started to seek more help. And so we started getting some testing and we weren't really sure where to go because, you know, a lot of times they say maybe check the male partner first because it's easier to test than female parts, I guess, initially. So
it's usually our fault, isn't it?
Yeah. We checked Joey and we knew that something was up, but we weren't quite sure. And then I think after a couple of years, because we're married 3 years and then we tried for five. So after
we tried like naturally without getting help, right? Or no?
Well, it was 2 years when we tried to get help. And then maybe it was three.
Yeah, I think it was three.
Man, I should have prepared this. But
you're really fine.
Joey had to donate some samples to check some stuff out.
Which I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but it is. Oh, you never?
How is that?
Awkward.
It's so awkward. It's
there's like a person in the next room typing.
They make it awkward.
They
make it awkward because I don't know why. I mean, there's just certain things like, I mean, there's so many things. So the first time I did it, I was like, this is the weirdest thing. And I went to the office and I mean, there's just a picture of an elk. Like, that's it. Like, there's not, because it was a doctor's office and it's a very medical thing, right? Mm. And so, like, yeah, it's just, but what's crazy is I did it.
You can't look at an elk.
So it's like stressed out and they can tell. You look very stressed here, Joseph. You're like, I got to be honest.
You
with
look
you.
Like you were in a doctor's office when you
was
did
somebody
this on
staring
a Tuesday
at you,
afternoon.
Like, and when I'm like, you're doing this
was. And so, what's funny is the first time I did it, I was like, I remember I got in the lobby and I'm like, Lauren, that was the worst experience ever. By the time we finally did IVF, I had to do it weekly. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Come on. Like,
how detailed do you want us to get here? Because
hey, you do whatever you want.
So once we got results, are you okay with me sharing your results?
Yeah, no, I was trying to figure out the detail where you were going because I was like, I'm in that room. What are you talking about?
She's like, I came in there.
So after a while and getting results, you know, Joey had to give so many samples because they just weren't coming up with much. And so the average male, on average, has about 9 million sperm at any given time.
Which is a lot. It actually seems
a lot. Extra.
I've heard
I'm like, why are we doing this?
Science. Joey had about 5,000.
Not a lot. Oh, I was going to say like nine.
Are you partying with me in Moscow or what?
It's like smaller than Caldwell.
That's what he did.
I did fall asleep in a hot tub. They said it's not that, but I did fall asleep in a hot tub when I was like 14. True story.
How long were you asleep for in there?
All night. Like I woke up in the morning. It was bad. Yeah. And it was winter.
Were your legs like you couldn't even move?
Sickest I've ever been.
How'd you not drown?
It was outside in the winter. I don't know. I stayed propped up. And
Joey, I think we're gonna have you on another time.
Yeah, that's a whole new story.
Dude, I love what that. I want that story.
We could do a podcast called North Idaho Stories because North Idaho is unlike anywhere else in the world.
We got some stories.
And we have some stories.
I go up there quite a bit for work. I love
that. Yeah. Town of 800 people, like the whole thing. So so they're like, okay, you don't have a lot of sperm. And I was like, okay. No, the first thing they said is Your sperm's just not active.
It's just not going anywhere. They're people not swimming. In a hot tub.
They're so, just not doing anything.
Well, I was going to say the first thing they said.
They're playing cribbage and just sitting there.
Yeah, that's what they're like.
No, they actually did determine that it has nothing to do with that, but it is a genetic thing that Joey was born with.
So we get one call from a doctor and it's like your sperm is slow moving. And I'm like, okay. And then we get a call that's like, you just don't have a lot of sperm.
And then he referred us to a urologist who's professionally helps men with this. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we found out the count was so low. And so we had opted to do surgery. Mm-hmm. There's a surgery called a varicocele repair surgery.
So I'm going to take off my pants. I'm going to show you what they did.
Yeah, please do. I have my glasses on.
I have a giant scar.
Basically, they cut a vein and burn off a piece of it to redirect the blood flow to hopefully increase the count. Okay.
I do remember that you did have a surgery.
Yeah, because I was on the air at the time, not during the surgery, but I called in after. I called in after the surgery and I was all hopped up on morphine? What is it? Yeah.
Probably.
Whatever. Yeah. But
anesthesia.
Basically, the surgery, to put it in like the most common terms, they basically try to like close a lane of traffic to get a faster lane, right?
Sure, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So we do that. And then there's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I do some more testing. And he's like, this could work. And he told us right 50, up front.
50-50 chance.
He says, it's a 50-50 chance. Your sperm count's going to go way up and you'll be just like a normal little boy. And I was like, oh, okay, exciting.
That's wow. And,
yeah.
Boy, huh?
Yeah.
He said that. He used the word, like he used that, the word boy.
He was a weird specialist. Yeah. So 2 weeks later, we go in.
Oh, boy.
And
two months
later. Man, you are good at this.
It was, so
that's why she got the billboard.
Yeah. That's why it was. That's why she got the endorsement.
Right here.
You look like someone that remembers things. So 2 months later, and the thing, our specialist, this is the best thing that I think happened in our infertility journey, is honest people. Like you, and when you are infertile, you can surround yourself with sugarcoaters. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying you want to be negative, but like you can surround yourself with people that are just like, hey, it'll happen. This specialist looked at me and was just like, the surgery did not work. He didn't say like, it's not the results we wanted. He looked and he was like, the surgery did not work. And he goes, you have two options. You guys can do IVF or you can adopt. He goes, those outside of a total miracle, he goes, those are your options, have kids. And I remember we left, obviously we were crying, we were bawling our eyes out, we were sitting in the car and we sat there for like 30 minutes, didn't even know what to say. But I remember both of us said how nice it was that someone was just like, here's your options.
Yeah, finally up front with you.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Which I really liked.
We need more of that.
We do. I think that especially for people that are infertile, it was so nice to have a doctor who was like, hey, dude. Yeah, I mean, and he said it in a sweet way, and it was a sweet experience. It wasn't like he wasn't rude. But
he didn't just say, don't even sit down. This will be quick. Hey, so they're not working. The deal. See you later. Don't let the door hit you on the way
out. He was literally like, hey, here's your options.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. And what we decided after that point was we'd basically been hiding our infertility for so long, for years, right? And we just never shared it with anybody. We kept it private. We kind of suffered in silence, and it was horrible. It was honestly horrible because so many people in our life, though they meant well, they said awful, awful, horrible things to us about, what, you guys don't want kids? Do you ever want kids? Were you being selfish? You don't want, you know, we would have people say
that
horrible things.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah. They didn't know what we were going through. I really don't like people. People would just say like,
what is it, your business?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. How long have you been married? Oh, 8 years or however long, seven.
Yeah, people
have
no kids. Yeah, and I'm I want kids.
No. Oh, you don't want kids? I remember when we bought our house next door to you, that was our first house that we bought.
A guy named Adam, real jerk, big jerk.
Hey, nice to meet you. You guys don't have kids?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't say anything.
No, but there was someone, I don't know if they were in our family or what, but somebody made a comment about, oh, you guys are buying a house, going on vacation. Wouldn't it be nice if you settled down and actually tried to have some kids or something like that?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it's just heartbreaking because I would cry every single night at failed pregnancy tests. Like, it was just horrible. And so finally, after the surgery failed, we decided to go public with our infertility journey. And that was probably the best thing we ever could have done because, one, it shut people up.
People felt really bad.
Yeah. Crawled back in their shell.
Yeah.
People just asked Joey, Joey was like, well, I just had a surgery. And he'd like say,
I was super honest with people and that helped a lot.
So we were honest. And then it opened up a can of just so many people who were going through the same thing connecting with us. And then we were able to kind of share our story and help them feel open about their story. So moving forward after that, we took a year after your surgery.
Yeah, that was interesting.
To figure out what to do.
Because I think we just didn't want to rush in it. So we're like, because we really thought of both options. Like, and we took a year and we just thought, and we're like, well, let's try IVF. And
in saving money, because it's $25,000.
I've heard it's really expensive.
Yeah, I've heard it's
$25,000, no insurance. Yeah, it's not. I mean, there's banks that do loans for it, especially for it. But yeah, it's $25,000.
Insurance doesn't care because it's elective. It's not. It's not a health necessity.
Kids are expensive.
I know.
And
already.
That's not even guaranteed.
Is $25,000 to hopefully get a positive pregnancy test.
Yeah. So we went in, we had our first meeting, and the doctor was awesome because he, like, for the first time ever, I mean, ever, he looked at us and he's like, I think we can get you guys pregnant. And we were like, oh my gosh.
This is the first time we felt any hope. So
that's really cool.
We started IVF. I remember it was Halloween of 2018.
Yeah.
When we started our first injections.
Halloween. Nice.
So, which is
people
funny
because
we're doing shots
and
I am drawing up needles.
Drawing a needle in the kitchen and Lauren's opening the door and literally kids are like, what the? And parents are like, heroin. Go, leave. Like, no, this is the house they talk about on the news. Like the needles in the Kit Kat.
They're putting heroin needles in there.
Yeah.
It
was like,
there's razor blades in the apples.
I'm like, there are people that do that. Yeah.
So we started that and it was a really long, really horrible, tough, but also amazing journey that I think really brought us together. What's hard is infertility can put a huge wedge in a marriage or it can bring you closer. I think it helped us. I mean, obviously nothing was perfect. We had our ups and downs and still do, but you know, it was a really interesting experience and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy because it's just so much to go through, especially my body and the things that I've had to go through. And so we did IVF. We started October 31st of 2018. And then we did all the shots. And then I, the first round of shots. And then I did a surgery where they basically extract my eggs. They mix it with his ingredients. Mm-hmm. Then they fertilize mm-hmm. and then they have embryos. And after recovering from that surgery, they do the transfer. And our son, Cal, he was transferred. At the doctor's office, that's where we go to get pregnant.
Yeah, and like Lauren's awake. So like literally, Lauren's laying there awake, totally fine. You're not on, one muscle relaxer, right?
I'm on Valium.
Yeah, so muscle relaxer, but still like awake and can see. They literally load up like this like monitor so you can see. And then there's this embryo, day five embryo, right?
It's microscopic, can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it, but it's a 5 day old embryo. It's like a baby has been growing for 5 days.
That's crazy.
And it's frozen. They thought literally right there, and then they put it in a syringe, and you get to watch
it's
the syringe
like this
go
long
in.
Tube.
And then they put a flashlight behind so you can kind of see it, and you see this tiny little bubble. It's like a bubble of a Sprite, and you watch it on the monitor go up.
Oh, wow.
But it's an amazing experience. It's a beautiful experience, but
it's also
nerve-wracking because the doctor, he's so no nonsense.
It's silent. No talking, no coughing, no sneezing.
He doesn't want to mess up. You know, it's a very delicate situation. So we watched our son be implanted on January 4th, not knowing if he'll stick. It's like a 40% chance. Yep. And so if you ever hear people in the 40%. IVF community say sticky thoughts, it's because they want the baby to stick to the uterus.
Makes sense.
Then I just rested for several days. And then after 10
Seahawks
days.
Seahawks lost to the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Yep.
That
I
day.
Ate mac
awesome.
And cheese.
That's about right.
Sucked. I mean,
but anyway, And so we got the news 10 days later that my levels went up, which means I was clinically pregnant. But they can't see a baby or anything yet. And then they check in another 10 days. So at day 20, if your numbers go up, then you're still pregnant.
Oh, nice.
And then you have to continue injections through the whole process. So all in all, we had to see 5 specialists. We had 2 or 3 surgeries between the two of us, hundreds of office visits, hundreds of blood draws. My arms can show you all the bruises. And I had 136 injections.
That I give.
That Joey
There's
gave me.
No nurse,
me
so I give her a shot at every
Just to
every
get
night.
Pregnant. And it worked.
So
and our
you,
son is
can
two.
Can we start calling you
That's
nurse,
awesome.
No, I'm terrible. Honestly, I'm terrible. And what's crazy is that's what blows my mind is like, I mean, how many shots have you gotten in your life, right? This
not
isn't a vax or anti-vax
well, just,
conversation.
No, I get a lot, but not even like that.
But 130.
Unless you're diabetic.
Unless you're diabetic, you're getting 132 injections in a 3-month span.
That's so many.
It's insane, right? And so I feel terrible, and I think what's really tough, so it's male-factored infertility. It's my problem. But once I donated enough sperm for them to make embryos, I don't do anything ever again, and Lauren has to go through it all. So you want to talk about a strain on a relationship where there's a lot of personalities that could be like, you know, and maybe Lauren is frustrated that it's my problem. She has a perfect uterus and everything, and it's my problem, but she has to go through all the pain. You want to talk about sacrifice in a marriage,
yeah.
And you want to talk about actually sacrificing for your partner. She goes through 132 shots in 3 months.
136.
And, oh, sorry.
Yeah, how dare you?
136. She goes through 136 shots, and her body's perfectly made for babies, mm-hmm. and it's my problem. There can be a lot of resentment with couples, and we've heard about it. We've heard about couples that it gets so bad that they either never have kids or they end up divorced I mean, what if we were on totally different things and I said, well, this is a sign we should just not have kids. And Lauren's like, well, I want kids, or vice versa.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot. A lot of people, yeah.
And so I mm-hmm. think being upfront and honest, and if I were to go back and do anything else, we would have probably seeked help sooner, because it was amazing how it was a couple of tests and they could at least point us in the right direction.
If we were able to get pregnant when we initially wanted to, not realizing that we had infertility, which is so funny. I spent all those years worrying about birth control and it didn't matter. But we would have like an 8-year-old right now.
Which blows my mind, because like our son's 2 now.
So he's 2. He just turned 2 in September, and we will have to do IVF for all of our babies, all of our future kids, mm-hmm. and that's just what we've been told from doctors. And unless, again, there's a crazy miracle, but it probably won't happen. But
I would say the biggest thing if anybody is going through this is, you know, being honest and having an upfront conversation, like going and getting help sooner. There are amazing doctors and amazing technology that can help you figure it out sooner instead of thinking, oh, I need to point our bed in the east direction.
Right.
Like, you know, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. And certainly try out some things before, but I'm amazed how many people just are like, oh,
everybody's an expert.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so you listen to everybody else.
Just ask us. We know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like,
if you have any questions, Joey, just give us a call.
Yeah. I heard on this podcast that they were talking about it. You know, so I would say try to find answers quicker, and then just being open and honest, because there's no reason if you were, and I'm not trying to say that infertility and cancer is the same thing, but if you were fighting cancer and you were just silent about it, people would be like, why didn't you tell me?
Right. Yeah.
The moment we said like, hey, we struggle with infertility, people were like, oh my gosh, my friend's going through that. Or, oh, I'm so sorry. Is there anything you need?
It's not an uncommon thing.
No. You know, and it's like not, fighting a disease and not telling anybody.
Super common. 1 in 8 couples suffer from infertility, and 1 in 4 couples lose a pregnancy, which is just a horrifying statistic. That's so many people that you know. You probably know so many people who have gone through it, but you just don't know.
Because
a lot of people, it's like taboo. Like people don't want to share.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are at as humans, the most unhealthy. Every year we're in existence, it's a copy of a copy of a copy.
You have a copy of a pack, you're fine. Don't talk to us.
I got a six pack. But it is, you know, all the things we put in our bodies through generations and generations, and we're dealing with it now. I mean, everybody's sick. Everybody's got, you know, lupus or diabetes or, I mean, how many people, you know, that got diabetes now? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I will say one thing that our infertility has done, and I've seen so many blessings, is things like this, right? Mm-hmm. We're able to share our story on different platforms.
Yeah.
We've been asked to speak about our infertility at multiple occasions. We've partnered with a foundation called Bundled Blessings, and they've invited us to participate a few times.
Wow. They help with funding. So they help fund, because there's young couples that are like, we can't afford it.
I wish we would have known about it.
Like, oh, really?
We had no idea.
The money and help people. Good.
Okay, that's funny, because I'm over here thinking like, why isn't there anything? Yeah. Like, why isn't there?
Yeah,
like,
there's some states that are fighting for it to be covered by insurance. But right now, even in the state of Idaho, they say that's elective. And I think family is essential to life. And so I don't think it's pretty, not saying I don't think everyone is forced to have kids, but to me, to have a child should not be an option if you want it.
Yeah.
Getting new, pardon my French, but getting new boobs and wanting to have a child, to me, are different. One feels totally different.
I also would say the same about adoption. I think there needs to be more.
Oh, for sure.
There needs to be more awareness for adoption. It is unbelievable the amount of hoops you have to jump through, and the amount of money and the amount of stress
super expensive.
And headache to adopt. We have really good friends. They were lucky enough to adopt their darling little boy, who's like 4 now, or maybe he's 5, but they have been just dying to adopt again, and they have run into struggle after struggle after struggle. And so, with along with the comment about IVF and needing more healthcare to provide help for couples, I think the same for adoption, because there are so many kids out there in the foster care system that need homes.
Yeah, we have friends that are that have adopted or trying to adopt, and like hearing everything, I'm like, this seems so. I mean, I understand you're trying to do your background check, but I'm like, this seems so backwards. Oh, you have great people that want to have kids and kids that need a home.
Other kids that are born into families and the parents abuse them.
No, see, and that's the point I was going to make. Like, that's how it kind of is, too. It's like those people, you know, that die at a young age. You're like, gosh, and this guy's smoking cigarettes for his whole life, lives to be 800.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, kids. You know, people that genuinely want to have a family, even one kid, and they'll love it and take care of it. And then you got these people over here that could care less, and they're dropping kids out at the Walmart. They got, like, nine of them. And, you know, it's just... Nothing's fair, and they're not doing anything to really make it easier for people either to help you out. I mean, especially adoption too.
I think, you know, it's tough because like now that we have a 2-year-old, I feel like we fall into a lot of the generic parent ruts where we complain about our kids or say this and that, and sometimes I try to catch myself and be like, wait a second, this is something we tried really, really hard to do. And I remember for the first few weeks, I remember just like being blown away when Cal would wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing what they do in the commercials. Finally, after years and years and years.
I'm not sleeping.
And it feels like, it feels like, you know, I was trying to compare it the other day to somebody, and I was like, it's like winning the Super Bowl. It's like if a player said, this is going to be my last year, and then you win the Super Bowl. Like, there's something sweet about trying so hard and then you finally do it. But anybody that is in that moment loves it. So I hate the idea of, I know we tried really, really hard to have kids, but that doesn't take away from anybody's joy. Like, oh, you had it easy. Like, I hate when people say that.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I just think you've got to recognize everyone has a different journey, right? So, like, the thing that we've been really blessed with, truly, our kid is pretty stinking easy. As far as, like, he sleeps well. He's special. Yeah. He's sweet. He's nice. We don't deal with any outbursts or, you know, we're dealing with a little more now. And so I view that as, well, I know some people that their kids, even in the first 2 years, maybe have major behavioral issues where they're like, oh my gosh, this kid's crazy or won't sleep. Yeah. And so I realized that it may took us longer, but man, I'm so grateful for the kind of child we have. And it's just, everyone goes through different journeys. And I think that's important.
But don't ever feel bad about complaining about your kid.
Later. No, and that's
part
of the
fun
thing
about being a parent is complaining about your children or using them as an excuse for why you can't do something.
Just because we worked really hard for him doesn't mean I can't be annoyed with him.
My kid is a nightmare.
I've complained about our kid on the show before. And I wonder if like listeners like, this is the same guy that was like just begging to have a child.
Hey, you know
like,
what? Don't take that away from me. Yeah. You tell him. I'm allowed to complain just like you are.
We went through our whole IVF journey on the air. And so we shared all of that with our family, our listeners.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if you'd listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have known that 30,000 people listened to our announcement. No, I'm just kidding.
Cool.
But no, it was cool. Yeah, no. I'm kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what's crazy too.
We're going to be able to tell our children, hopefully children, the story of how they became, and you know, all of our kids they were all made at the same time. They're just born in different years, which is really cool. They were all frozen in November of 2018, and Cal was born in September of 2019. But it's just amazing because science and obviously, I mean, we're very religious, God and prayers and all the things that got him here and support from other people.
I don't know how many people you know that have experienced the same thing you guys have with IVF, but I got a really good friend of mine. He knows him from high school and the wife we went to high school with as well, but they couldn't have kids and they had a couple of miscarriages and they did IVF. They got one.
Yeah.
They did it again. They got
twins?
No, they got one.
One, yeah.
Then they did it one more time because they had one left. You nailed. They got two.
Oh,
they have four kids.
Who was this?
I'll tell you later. Okay. They got people.
It's like, I made it up.
Well, I mean, no, it's real. It's I just don't know if he wants me telling him about his story. Yeah,
sure.
No,
that's
I mean, he went from, we can't have kids. You know, the struggle's real and we don't know. And then
and twins
four kids. Now I hardly see him ever because he's got four kids. I'll never see him again.
It is.
Oh, come on. I got four kids. I got twins.
They're all you got a babysitter. They're all like, they're like all little, all of them.
So it's awesome.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
You have a good chance, though.
I know. Yeah, people ask that all the time. We get that freaks me out a little bit. Our boss has twins and says it's awesome. I think with both of us working as crazy schedules
twins
as we
are the
do,
best, man, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm so stressed out about it though. But yeah, it's been awesome. And yeah, it's cool.
When did you guys move again?
We moved down here 2016 March.
But so. We didn't move next to you till 2017.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I was just wondering when you moved into the house.
Oh, that was July of 2017. July 4th. Pretty much.
Well, I know. I'm just.
This house?
Okay. Did we have the twins?
Yeah. 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 You had the twins. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember. Kiddos.
You have not added to your craziness and we will not. At all. And you're not going to. Okay. That's breaking news.
No, he went
podcast.
Ran. No, it's not he breaking. He went ran. Right into a pole right after that. He said, I'm going to make sure this can't happen again.
Yeah.
No.
Just smart, dropped a bowling ball.
No.
There it is.
No, the thing is, I mean, I can still help someone have kids, but she can't. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like it. Well, don't do it.
I told her I'll go do it too. That way we're double covered.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to pay for mine.
Yeah. I was pay for one.
And then I tell her all the time, well, I don't want to get my girlfriends pregnant. And then she hits me and it's just a big
deal. Yeah, that's going to be good.
She's probably like, if you get another girlfriend, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, she looks at me and laughs. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You girlfriend, come on.
Well, we really appreciate you you both having us here and doing this and telling us your story.
So we were 30 minutes, but it's
this is
hour
great.
15.
Hour 15.
No, this was amazing. So
I got to go to bed.
No, you got to let Lauren go to bed here.
But hey, you know time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, that was the fastest hour 15.
We really appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Yeah, I know that we tried to a while ago, and then Jonas Brothers.
This is, the Jonas Brothers concert.
Joe Bros trumps everything.
Yeah, I get it.
I was front row. Only guy in front row. Lauren looked down and goes, you are the only male in the front row.
And you probably said, like, I don't care.
Yeah. Free
and
tickets.
He's saying louder
free
than
front
I
row.
Did.
I don't care.
There you go. You're like, I don't care.
Yep.
For as long as I get backstage and get pictures.
As long as I get a hug, Nick.
Joe, I'm coming for you. He's the only Jonas Brother name that I know.
That's Joe.
Joe, Nick, Kevin.
And then
is Kevin the guitar player that doesn't sing?
Kevin's the one that got married really early. He's never really been a big star.
Is he like the non-good looking one? As everyone
says? He's like the average one.
I think they're all good looking.
Nick is.
There's three, right?
Yeah. Well, there's four.
There's a fourth Jonas Brothers, but he's not famous.
No, he's not a regular dude.
He's the youngest brother. Benji. Frankie.
Oh, well, the fourth Jonas Brother.
With the name Frankie, you're never going to get famous.
Well, and I just don't know. I don't know how it. Yeah, and I know we got to end like this, but I don't know.
Cooper
like, did
Manning.
They decide that Frankie couldn't be in, or did Frankie choose? Because
Frankie was a child. I was going to say, maybe
they probably have
a big age gap.
Yeah, they all have talent. He doesn't. That's
because,
what happened.
Is he ever trying to join?
Nick's the youngest, right?
Well, he's the youngest of the band.
Oh, the band. There's a gap. Okay, that makes sense.
And he was pretty young when they were.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's got his parents to be mad at. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, they have way to go. That's got to be a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everyone's famous.
He's on the crew. He just like plugs in the microphone and stuff. Woo.
Yeah. He's a roadie.
Yeah, he's a roadie. They pay him like a roadie, too. Man, this is. Come on, guys.
Was he at the concert where you've been like, hey, you can come be a roadie for us?
Could have been awesome. Yeah. Could have been.
Come work here.
Okay, Nick is 29 and Frankie's 21.
So he could have been a part of. I mean,
he's 8
not
years.
Originally, but he could have been a part
the
of the resurgence.
Though, and that's when they kind of blew up.
I'm pretty
he's
sure Nick
kid.
Was like,
they were all young when they first started.
That sucks. That still sucks for Benji.
Is it Benji?
Frankie.
Yeah, he's not. You know, I like Benji better though.
I like Benji.
Benji Jonas.
Oh, Benji Jonas. There you go. All right. All right. Well, hey, thanks everyone. Thank you, Joey and Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on and being. Awesome guests.
Yep.
We really that's gonna do it for us.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. We're gonzo. We need to get out here and let
have Lauren a good Thanksgiving and do your thing.
Yeah, so this will be published right before or right after Thanksgiving. Yep. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Hope it was good.
Yes, and guys, remember that your children are blessings and don't take for granted. See you guys next time.
Take care.